Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. I'd like to first, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. This time, excuse me, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
to be overcome by your presence,
impossible. and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed.
I am.
Oh,
I am.
Yes, sir.
God says,
I am.
I got a headache right now, but
I am.
My body's racking with pain, but I am. Somebody say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
Hey, yeah.
I am.
Somebody say, I am.
I am.
Talk to somebody and say, God says, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
I am. One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
He can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can be here.
Amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 1 p.m., from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. And you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. Jehovah Rapha. Exodus 15 and 26 from the NIV says, he said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals. Jehovah Rapha heals you. Jehovah Rapha, in your word, you told the Israelites that if they worship you as their Lord and God, you would bless their bread and water and take sickness away from them. I lift your name in praise and admiration because you are the ultimate caregiver. With just one word, you can remove sickness, reverse diseases, and bring healing to in the cells of our bodies. You hold the ultimate power in your hand. We pray we may look to physicians or to medicine to heal us, but you have the final say. I praise you for your power and for your willingness and ability to heal. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Said I'm on my way.
him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before thee, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name.
In Psalms 27:11 in the New Living Translation says, teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path. Jesus, I want to travel the very best course for my life, and I know it is found in you. Teach me to hear you and walk in your ways. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. It is now time for our devotional message, which is entitled, A Personal Commission. In Mark 16:15 says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus called us as believers to make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. Matthew 28:19-20. Although we accomplish many tasks as the church, our primary message to the world is the gospel of Christ. Everything else we do is an extension of that primary goal, helping people to grow in the salvation Jesus has given. The good news we proclaim is superior to every worldly philosophy, political ideology, or self-improvement plan, because it meets the greatest need of every human heart: reconciliation with the Creator. Although the message is always the same, methods of making it known are as many and diverse as we are, and we have been given spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities to carry out the Great Commission Jesus gave us. Some Christians think that talking about Jesus is only for pastors, missionaries, or other ministers. But the Lord has a wonderful, unique, and specific way for you to serve him as well. So tell your friends and family what Christ has done for you. The limiting factor is not God's ability to use you, but your ability to call his call. Amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening, a personal commission. Jesus, show me how to serve you and give me boldness to proclaim your gospel. Amen, amen, and amen. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it was to me. Amen. To God be the glory. So again, you are listening to pray one for another, sweet hour of prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. And I pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. So at this time, I will play another selection.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you greet us. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you greet us.
Forgive me for not trusting in your healing power and for worrying and fretting about what might be wrong in my body or in a relative's body. Heal me not only of physical ailments, I pray, but also of the doubt that keeps me from trusting in you as Jehovah Rapha, Lord, our healer, and looking to you as my healer. Forgive me for harming my body by not eating well, exercising consistently, or resting enough. Forgive me for not trusting, for not treasuring my body and treating it with the value that it deserves as your creation and temple. Amen, amen, and amen.
Time in my life telling me
Jehovah Rapha, you tell me to be attentive to your words, to incline my ear to your sayings, to not let them escape from my sight, but to keep them within my heart. You tell me this because they are life to me and healing to my flesh. When I cry to you in the time of trouble, you save me from my distress by sending out your words and healing me. Thank you for steadfast love and for your wonderful work in my life. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And now you can call in at 7 p.m. I will be bringing a message from the Lord. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you as we're ready to close in our first half of our program for this evening. I will continue playing our inspirational music until such time when it's time for the sermon. Amen. To God be the faith, the glory.
Gangsta faith. Gangsta faith means God's absolute noble glory, salvation to all families anywhere, including the heathen. Now that's gangster. Now that's gangster. I got the gangsta faith. I went from being a sinner to a backslide, a covenant breaking, addicted to money, guns, cushions, violent, copy, fake sensation. On a regular basis, sticky situation, what led to evil meditation. 14, faced incarceration, daddy never on the scene. Only heaven knows why he abandoned his offspring. To my hope, he dealt a death blow. And it seemed like the answer to my dreams, only a gangster note. Now I'm feeling trapped, facing difficult times, trying to cope. As I inhaled the clear smoke, I doubt I know. A few can know, I seem to be possessed by evil spirits, plotting bad deeds. We are the deadly target. The devil seeks to plant his evil seed. Our Christian faith is the only promise of liberty. So I lose before the Trinity and validate worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. Prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangster faith. I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangster faith. I seek to tell the world who Christ made free is free indeed. I got the gangster faith. God, the Holy Ghost, will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. No more violent, I became no more street power. I came the west side. Gangster taught me the game. Get in, get in, get out before you slip in it and you die in vain. I didn't listen. Multi gunshots ripped through my flesh in vain. I know mama prayer was working. I survived, and I know I spread the gospel truth as long as I'm alive. I'ma walk my talk like a righteous man that faith do. So let him judge me. No man can see heaven's whole purpose for my life. I know God still love me, for God still love the world. He gave his only begotten son. So to my last breath, I'ma teach Christ what the world thought could never be done. Take back the tired music industry and shut down these rap commercial masquerades and reveal these fake. I'm not ashamed to holler worldwide checkmate. Gangsta faith, prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangsta faith, I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangsta faith, I'm sick to tell the world who Christ made free, the free indeed. I got the gangsta faith, God the Holy Ghost will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate, I call it gangsta faith. Before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I got the gangsta faith. I'm still to spread the truth. God, the Holy Ghost, will make enemies my foot steward. I got the gangsta faith. The definition of gangsta faith is Holy Ghost discipleship within the heart. And you stand totally unafraid and with no fear, representing Christ the High. And you know, like I know, real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. Raise your hand, you bout to ride. Pull your last breath for the Most High. Cause real things from that, we fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. It's called spiritual resurrection, don't let me take flight. First class of role, a pure righteousness, representing God's glory shining bright. And we ascend beyond the clouds to meet Christ in the sky. It was the presence of the Jesus that watched the Gentile like me. Christ reconciled, and God the Holy Ghost anointed me from my head to my feet. So I stand bold like Christ in your presence now. My face has seen Jericho walls falling down. All around the music industry, Christ stretches blood for all who defy. Gospel rap, a multi-billion dollar kingdom franchise. I'm sent to possess the gates of the enemy. Call it gangsta faith. Cause I believe.
In Psalms 23:1 in the NIV says, the Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Rohi. I lack nothing. Jehovah Rohi, you are my shepherd, so I shall not be in want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You restored my soul. You lead me beside still waters. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies, of those who oppose me. You anoint my head with oil and my cup to overflow. Because of you, goodness and mercy will follow me all of the days of my life. Because you are my shepherd, I will dwell in your house forever. You are the great shepherd. You are the guider of my soul. You are both king and shepherd over all. Amen, amen, and amen.
Travel near or far,
travel near or far,
for your good. you to lift up your hands in the presence of the Lord. Every voice in this room, we have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
Yeah.
God, thank you, Lord God. I need more and more of you. Fill me up, Lord. Give me 1 second. Amen. We'll play a short selection while I'm take care of this little problem.
Come all ye broken, come all ye broken, come all ye broken. I see the burdens you carry. I want to save you from the weight of the world. My child, why do you tarry? Bring me the things that bind up your soul. For my yoke is easy, the burdens I give are light. Come on, ye broken. Far behind, keep your feet on the narrow road. Though the path on this journey is winding, fear not the way I will show. For my word is a lamp unto your steps. My name is a light. Come on, ye broken.
My word is a lamp to your step. My word is a lamp. My name is alive. Come all ye broken. Come all ye faint of heart. Come all ye weary souls and find your rest. Come all ye broken. Come all ye faint of heart. Come all ye weary souls and find.
Praise be to God. Come all you broken. Hallelujah. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, and we are going to read verses 24 through 30. And this is Jesus speaking to the disciples. Amen. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, where it says, Jesus tells the parables of the weeds. Here is another story Jesus told. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who plants good seed in his field. But that night, as the workers slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat, then slipped away. When the crop began to grow and produce grain, the weeds also grew. The farmer's workers went to him and said, "Sir, the field where you planted the good seeds is full of weeds. Where did they come from?" "An enemy has done this," the farmer exclaimed. "Should we pull out the weeds?" they asked. "No," he replied. "You will uproot the wheat if you do. Let both grow together until the harvest. Then I will tell the harvesters to sort out the weeds, tie them into bundles, and burn them, and to put the wheat in the barn." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. So here Jesus gives the meaning of this parable in verses 36 through 43. All the parables in this chapter teaches us about God and his kingdom. They explain what the kingdom is really like as opposed to our expectation of it. The kingdom of heaven is not a geographic location, but a spiritual realm where God rules and where we share in his eternal life. We join that kingdom when we trust in Christ as Savior. Amen. To God be the glory to the reading of his mighty word. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful that your divine power protects us and your divine resources provide for our needs. We pray for forgiveness where we have sinned, and for faith to believe that the way of life you have shown us will work even in a crooked and perverse generation. We give back to you a portion of the money that you have enabled us to earn. We do not offer our money as a substitute for the dedication of ourselves, but as a method of channeling our efforts in a practical way toward the preaching of your good news to those who are enslaved by sin. Bless us as we use our gifts to your glory. We pray for Jesus' sake. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. An old cynical cliche says, if God is God, he's not good. And if he's good, he's not God. If these words seem to apply anywhere in the Bible, it is here. Although couched in a different literary style, that of a parable, the endless question is echoed. Why doesn't God do something about all this evil in the world? As after the first parable, the parable of the sower, the disciples needed Jesus to explain the meaning. Jesus readily obliged them. In fact, he did something that we hesitate to do in exegeting parables. He gave multiple identifications, listing six persons or things with symbolic meaning. This parable borders on allegory. Amen. My text for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 13, verse 30. And it says, let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. To God be the glory. My title for this message is Only God Knows and He Refused to Tell. Amen. Only God knows, and he refuses to tell. This parable in history, the Donatists of the earthly 4th century used this story of Jesus to reinforce their position for a pure church, and that's D-O-N-A-T-I-S-T-S, Donatists. So let's see what that word means if it's in the dictionary. Amen. D-O-N-A. T-I-S-T-S. Okay, so a Donatist is a member of a systematic Christian group in North Africa formed in in 3:11, who held that only those living a blameless life belong in the church. They survive until the 7th century. Amen? So that is what a donative of the earthly, of the early 4th century used this story of Jesus to reinforce their position for a pure church. They justified separating from the early Catholic body on the grounds that holiness is not merely one of the church's basic characteristics, but the essential one, the exclusive trait. Of course, they said hypocrites might live somewhere within the church. But when people are plainly living out of harmony with the principles for which the church stands, the faithful in Christ must withdraw from them or be defiled. The purest, like the poor, we have with us always. Martin Luther had an interesting thought, slightly inconsistent approach to this parable. He claimed that the church may exclude heretics, but not kill them. The state may do both, he said. Because Jesus prohibited Christians from uprooting tares, he did not forbid the civil authorities. Benza, a friend of John Calvin, went further and challenged Luther. He argued that the parable does not deal with church discipline, for the church had not yet been formed, and therefore both church and state may use appropriate punishment in dealing with the heretic tares. With this reasoning, he justified the burning of the servitors. We must pour a little salt on such interpretation. Nonconformists and zealots in all generations have continued the argument and struggle. Too often we take any heresy and justify it with a text. Amen? Now, let's be honest. What does Jesus think about all of this striving to vindicate our position? Can we not imagine him looking with grievous and incredibleness eyes and wondering why people feel honest when they forge fanatical weapons from his simplest words about eternal life? Think about it. One scholar said with tongue in cheek that some people are more religious than God himself. To some, perfection seems so biblical. After all, God has placed in our hearts a discontent with anything that is second-rated. When national life loses its idealism, disinterrogation comes rapid. If we need anything, we need to keep within us a sense of our destiny and refuse to compromise by accepting shallow substitutes. Yet the drive for perfection can easily turn into an overbearing intolerance. Jesus presented both sides of the picture. And we must be honest enough to realize that our zeal can, if we are not careful, become a projection of our own ego. If we're not careful, we can become a projection of our own ego. Only rarely do people so wholeheartedly embrace evil that they are entirely beyond the influence of good. Likewise, most people have within their motivation a pride that can become a satanic tool that will, unless care is exercised, become an instrument of self-destruction. We should keep our convictions strong and our spirits sweet. We should seek as best we can, in the words of Henry Van Dyke, to act from honest motives purely. So why not do it now? Weeding out wrongdoers is a popular method of dealing with evil. Although Jesus refused to sanction it, his followers have practiced it in all generations. This method, however, is as dangerous as it is foolish. Think a moment, and you will see why Jesus refused to approve it. For one thing, we do not have enough wisdom to distinguish wheat from tares. Many times a movement which at the outset seemed to be a menace actually turned out to be a blessing. Another reason to avoid this method is that it endangers the wheat. If the tare puller is wheat, in Matthew 13:38, he begins to set himself up as a judge of his brother. When we pull up the tares, we are in danger of pulling up the wheat that grows beside it. Amen? Praise God. If you have ever chopped weeds near corn, you know how easy it is to cut the corn also. Amen? The tares and wheat are so interrelated that it is difficult to pull up one without doing injury to the other. And furthermore, tare pulling is negative, and God's kingdom is never built on an anti program. A building demolished firm in a large city adversity, we can wreck anything. Perhaps they can, but God's people are not in the wrecking business. Tare pulling smacks too much of being judgmental with no constructive program. Amen. So let God handle it. The Christian must take the future on faith. It is hard, of course, to see the wicked prosper while the righteous are in pain or poverty. Seeds, however, require time to reveal what they are. At the start, we simply cannot do much about it. God has reserved some things for himself. The mystery of evil is not a mystery to him. Wicked people do not observe his sovereignty. Judgment will come in God's time because God will not endlessly tolerate wrongdoing. Amen? Praise God. So what Jesus did not say, let it be underscored again and again, that Jesus nowhere advocated compromising with evil or wicked people. He was not suggesting any form of truth with weeds because he knew that human peace can never be harvested by a reconciliation with treachery, hate, lust, or greed. Jesus knew, on the other hand, that many times, perhaps always, the only way we can find peace of mind is to accept life the way it is and try to do the best we can with it. Amen? To God be the glory. Wickedness shocks good people, and our righteous indignation is raised for often, even if we are too tender to struggle against entrenched evil. We would be naive to hope for any field without weeds. Life lacks a lot to make it beautiful all the time. We cannot, however, afford to drain our energies in combating every iniquity that we see in someone else. Praise be to God. The fruit is the proof. Many times in life, we cannot distinguish between the genuine things and those that pretend to be real. The world offers many substitutes. Advertising often suggests that something is just as good. And people fall for this line. If we are not careful, we will think that people are actually doing what the advertisers claim. The plain, unvarnished truth, however, is not in the advertisement, but in the delivery of the good. Thing that comes from a tree is the best definition of a tree. An apple tree does not produce oranges. Blackberry bushes do not produce strawberries. Wisdom comes when we study the past. We need to learn lessons from those who have gone before and make an honest effort to apply them in our lives. Sometimes we are told the world is different today, but the burden of proof is on those who make such statements. Human life is short, but the history, a long story that gives a broad basis of judgment for every generation. If history proves anything, it affirms that the weeds are always gathered into bundles and burned. Harvest time comes We must never pretend there is no difference between wheat and tares. But we must be careful about taking it upon ourselves to distinguish between them. The sorting out belongs to the Lord. Amen. The sorting out belongs to the Lord. This parable represents the present and future state of the gospel church, Christ's care of it, the devil's enmity against it, the mixture there is in it of good and bad in this world, and the separation between them and the other world. So prone is fallen man to sin, that if the enemy sow the tares, he may go his way. They will spring up and do hurt. Whereas when the good seeds is sown, it must be tended, watered, and fenced. The servants complain to their master, "Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field?" No doubt he did. Whatever is amiss in the church, we are sure it is not from Christ. Though gross transgressors and such as openly oppose the gospel ought to be separated from the society of faithful, yet no human skill can make an exact separation. Those who oppose must not be cut off, but instructed, and that with meekness. And though good and bad are together in this world, yet at the great day they shall be parted. Then the righteous and the wicked shall be plainly known. Here sometimes it is hard to distinguish between them. Let us, knowing the terror of the Lord, not do iniquity. A death, believers shall shine forth to themselves. At the great day they shall shine forth before all the world. They shall shine by reflection with light borrowed from the fountain of light. Their sanctification will be made perfect and their justification published. May we be found of that happy number. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say one more thing. Amen. Though the main thrust of this parable is a warning against premature weeding, another application cries for attention. When Christ comes with his sickle and crown, surprises are in store for us. In another parable, Jesus spoke of separating sheep from goats. The main question for us is whether we ourselves have a personal experience with Jesus or whether we are one of the tares. Are you a phony? This is a sharp question, but we need to ask it of ourselves every once in a while. Have you ever said of a person, "I wonder if he has really been saved"? Why not turn the spotlight on yourself periodically? This is perhaps the greatest thought from this parable. Amen. Praise be to God. I pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it is unto me. Amen. Only God knows and he refused to tell. Praise be to God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time, and all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And it doesn't stop there. All you have to do is pray, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? Praise be to God. And as I and my benediction for this evening is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it does say, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when I will come with another word from the Lord. Amen. So have a wonderful night. Be safe if you're going out. Wear your mask and stay your distance from other people. Amen, because everybody is a suspect. To God be the glory. I love you, and I wish you nothing but the best. In Jesus' name, amen. And on that note, we are going to leave out on "All Belongs to You."
Mm-hmm.